In states within driving distance from Texas, abortion providers say they're seeing an uptick in Texans traveling to their states to get the procedure. Abortion after 6 weeks is now illegal in Texas. Colorado is one of those states where abortion is legal at all stages of pregnancy. And joining us now is Dr. Warren Hearn. He's a physician at the Boulder Abortion Clinic in Colorado. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Colorado is one of seven states that allows women to access abortions after 22 weeks of pregnancy for whatever reason. So you're not new to having people travel from other states with more restrictive limitations. What are you seeing in your clinic since the passing of the Texas abortion law?
Well, we've seen a small increase in the number of women in Texas who need to have later abortions. I have been receiving patients from all over the country, in fact, from all over the world for a long time. So we get a lot of patients from red states. But last week, for example, we had half of my patients were from Texas. So wherever the abortion restrictions are severe, we tend to get more patients from those states.
How does the increase of patients impact the work that you do? What's your biggest concern with this latest law?
Well, I think this law is really beyond medieval. It's Dark Ages stuff. I think it's very ironic that women in Texas now will have to go to Mexico to get abortions. That was true 60 years ago, and we're going backwards. And I think that there are many women in Texas who need to have a safe abortion and don't have bus fare. They don't have any money. And so Texas has made it increasingly difficult for those women to have safe abortions within the state of Texas, and that's been true for some time. They've also cut family planning services, so women have less access to contraception and other kind of important reproductive health services.
To your point, you've been performing abortions since the 70s, right around the time that the Supreme Court was deciding on Roe versus Wade. More generally, stepping back from Texas and thinking about the country at large, how would you describe this moment? Does it feel like a major setback?
I was there in 1971. Sarah Weddington argued Roe versus Wade case before the Supreme Court for the first time. I was working in Washington at the time from 1970 to 72. I was very involved in learning about what was happening to change the abortion laws. But as a federal official, I was simply a bystander with that, but I was very interested. I saw the Roe versus Wade decision in 73 as a tremendous step forward in public health and social justice and reproductive health care for women. And I think that we've been made progress, but the anti-abortion radicals in this country really have become the fascism in America. And the Republican Party has joined forces with those people in the early 70s to use the abortion issue to get power. And that's one of the reasons we're in this situation now.
There are other states considering adopting something like what Texas already has. This could theoretically, I mean, you're seeing it in real time. This could lead to even more pressure on your clinic as even more people from other states come to Colorado. Are you prepared for that?
Oh, yes. We'll see the patients who call us. We're busy. I think that there are also many other clinics, both in Colorado and in neighboring states to Texas and in Oklahoma and Kansas, New Mexico, that are seeing more patients. And many of those clinics are being prepared for that. My practice is highly specialized, but we do see more of the patients needing an abortion later in pregnancy than we were seeing before.
Is there any chance that someone can successfully sue you, a Colorado abortion doctor, for performing an abortion on a Texas resident? Because this law, while very specific, it also kind of opens the door for the potential for someone to say, hey, I know that this doctor in Colorado is performing an abortion on someone who is a resident of Texas.
Well, I don't know. I think that this law is really back to mob rule and witch hunts and the bounty hunters. I mean, this is really an abandonment of the American Constitution, process of due process and protection of civil rights of any kind. So Texas really nullified the U.S. Constitution by this law, and the U.S. Supreme Court basically upheld that. They didn't interfere. So it's really an alarming situation. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't know whether somebody in Texas can sue me. I guess we'll find out.
Doctor, you could have chosen any form of medicine to practice. Why are you dedicated to this practice of performing abortions?
I was asked in 1973, after I had returned to Colorado, to help start the first nonprofit abortion clinic in Colorado. And I agreed to do that because I thought it was very important to implement the Roe versus Wade decision. I also had many conversations with the women who came into the clinic who had had illegal abortion. And I remember one woman in particular who came in. She was a young woman. She had red hair. She was in her early 30s, I think. And I came in to examine her. And she was crying and shaking and trembling. And she was terrified. And I said, "Tell me what's wrong." She said, "It's so different." She says, "If the lights are on, the shades are up, you're a doctor, it's clean. Please don't ever stop doing this." It's hard for me not to have an emotional reaction to this just now, thinking about it with the terror in her face, because having the illegal abortion earlier was one of the worst experiences of her entire life. We got her through it. She was very grateful. Those are one of the various instances that convinced me by the end of the first year that I was where I was working in this other clinic, that performing abortions was the most important thing I could do in medicine. So I think that every day I feel more committed to this activity and as my work. And I have a wonderful staff who are all committed to this. And I think that patients appreciate the services. And this is a fundamental component of women's healthcare.
That's Dr. Warren Hearn. He's a physician at the Boulder Abortion Clinic. Dr. Hearn, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.